Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Okay, this is Ethel drinking water. Ethel, you're so messy when you drink water. Okay, it's morning, the sun is out, and I'm gonna go sit on the front porch. This is a daily check-in. Being responsible and socially distant can feel lonely. That's why it's super important now more than ever to reach out to the ones you love. Just a little nudge to say, hey, how you doing? And that's exactly what we're doing here. I'm calling Bob every weekday and checking in and exchanging one good thing each. One piece of good news. One way the world is trying to make all of this a little bit better, a little bit brighter, a little bit easier. So come on in, whoever you are, however you're feeling today, and let's see if we can find some hope together.
Hello, Aaliyah.
Bob, how's it going? Happy Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. Happy Tuesday. Here we are. It's raining just a little bit, but Rusty doesn't mind the rain and neither do I right now. It kind of keeps people even more farther apart than normal. So I think we're doing good.
I think so too. Yeah, the sun is out here, but I think, you know, it's nice. It's nice to have the sun out. We've had like rain and sun. It's just nice to have like a little bit of sunshine to let in through the windows, you know? Feels like it's cleansing the house or something.
Yeah, of course. Everyone keeps hoping that with better, warmer weather, things calm down a little bit. Of course, we don't know if they will, but we can hope.
Yeah, we can hope. That's what we're doing here. We're looking for hope. So, Bob, it's Tuesday. What is your good thing today?
So I can't believe that it was a month and a couple of days ago when you were walking me around your cute little new neighborhood in Los Angeles. And, you know, I'm a huge baseball fan, right?
Uh-huh. How could I be your friend and not know that?
Right. So around the corner from Echo Park, which I saw it on a map, but I had no real idea. Yeah. When I had a couple of spare minutes, I went for a walk and bumped right into Vin Scully Boulevard.
Oh my God.
Which I then had to walk up Vin Scully Boulevard and up a huge hill, let me tell you, at the top of which is basically the outfield of Dodger Stadium.
Yes, I have been to that spot. It's amazing.
It's so beautiful. It's so cool that it's just part of a regular neighborhood there. And yeah. I had chills just seeing Vin Scully Boulevard, Vin Scully, the famous Dodger broadcaster who began his life broadcasting the Dodgers in Brooklyn. That's how old he was, only recently retired. And, you know, his voice itself means summer to me. It means summer to millions of people. And he's got this sing-songy way of describing things. Every word of his out of his mouth is poetry, even if it's a mundane 2-1 pitch in the middle of July. Well, an enterprising LA Times reporter called him and, thank God, actually recorded the phone call to have Scully talk about, you know, how much he misses baseball, how much America misses baseball, and how much, you know, when all this is over, how great it's going to be to get back to baseball and you know, missing everything that's going on right now. I mean, this week, I believe, is when opening day should have been. And so there's a hole in my heart and so many people's hearts over that. So just to hear his voice, you know, brought me back to that place. So that's another thing we couldn't do without the internet. And I'm very grateful for it.
Oh, that's amazing. It makes me think about, like, you know, moving to Echo Park, moving to this neighborhood where I live now, so many people talk about the Dodgers games and the season and how, you know, it's like it is a neighborhood-wide, maybe even city-wide sort of festival feeling to it. And I'm sad I'm missing my first experience of that because it's supposed to be like a whole ordeal. And I love it. I love it. I love hearing about Vin. I feel like we have to play just a quick bit of his voice, though, because you described it so beautifully. So now I want to hear it.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Vin Scully speaking to you from the Los Angeles Coliseum as opening day has finally come to Southern California. The
Cinderella team. It's a 5-minute interview and everyone should go to the LA Times website and listen to the whole thing.
Definitely. We'll put that in our show notes. Okay, Bob, are you ready for my one good thing?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So I'm going to first play you this voicemail that was left for us over the weekend.
Hi, Bob. I wanted to let you know about something that has made a huge difference in this week that feels like maybe I'm living in a movie, but no, this is my life. and it's Ryan Heffington's Instagram Live dance parties that he's been doing every single morning this week. They're loosely structured dance parties. And when I tuned in on Tuesday, there were 500 people. And this morning on Friday, there were 2,000 people. And just knowing that I'm dancing along with all of those people at the same time, even if I can't see them, I feel connected to them, which makes a difference to me because I'm in isolation. I also feel connected to my body in a way that I actually haven't in a really long time. And so, yeah, something good this week is Ryan Heffington's Sweat Fest on his Instagram Live account. I'm really, really thankful for it. And I'm thankful for you. Take care.
Okay, so I have to confess, that's actually a friend of mine, Bob, named Catherine Bourne. We've known each other for a long time, and she's been telling me about this dance class with this choreographer and teacher, Ryan Heffington, who's actually, like, around my neighborhood. Like, his studio's around my neighborhood, and I've seen it before and wondered about it. It's called The Sweat Spot. It's just so, like, bright. It's just this little beacon on Sunset. So I've always been curious, but then Catherine has been like insisting that I try this dance class. So I was like, okay, I'm curious, like, how does one do a dance class via Instagram Live? And Bob, I have to tell you, I laughed, I cried, I felt so many feelings, but I think the most powerful feeling was the feeling that because you can see when you're on Instagram Live, you can see how many people are doing it at the same time as you. And there were 4,000 of us.
Wow.
And just this, yeah, can you imagine, like, the power, the feeling, the streams of comments of just like, yes, we've got this, we're going to get through this together. The jokes being made in the room. I mean, it felt, you could feel it, it was palpable, that energy. And I think that's what made me so emotional when I was doing it. And I saw Catherine's name actually pop up as one of the people in the room. So I knew that she was doing it at the same time that I was dancing. And it just felt like we were dancing together. And then that we were all 4,000 of us from all over the world dancing together. Oh my God, I'm sweating so much. I've already cried. I've laughed. I fell down once. This is amazing. And it was magnificent. I've never experienced anything like it.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful. Remember, emotion requires motion?
Emotion requires motion. That's right. Vince Burke told us that. And that is exactly like I experienced that. I had the greatest solo dance party alive that I've ever had. It was amazing. Brandon was like so curious about it. He was like, what is going on in there? I was having a great time. I'm sore today from it. It was fantastic. I can't wait to do it again tomorrow. And it was truly just one of the most beautiful emotional experiences. And it made me feel, I could sort of feel, somebody recently on a Zoom meeting described. I was joking. I was like, we're all here. We're all family. And he was like, yeah, we're sort of like a global family right now in all of this. And you could sort of like feel that in that dance class. You could feel that we were all just like working through this thing that's really challenging and emotional together. And that was really special.
One question.
Yes.
What does Ethel do while you're dancing?
Ethel gets really excited and she's like, are we supposed to be dancing together? And she comes and she sort of like smells around and then she just like runs back outside for her own dance party. Oh, it's so silly. So I captured some audio, of course, from me doing this dance party that I might tack on to the end of this. But yeah, Bob, that's my good thing for today.
Well, I want to hear that.
You shall. Okay. Talk to you tomorrow, Bob.
Talk to you tomorrow.
If you have your own good thing to share, something that maybe made you smile or laugh or dance or boosted your belief in the good of humanity, email us and tell us about it at sobob@spokemedia.io or call and leave us a voicemail at 253-470-8398. Now, take a deep breath. And remember, we are going to get through this.